because you're the special one.
That's right, B. Oh, what a star. You see this guy right here? Shady right here.
Oh, nice, nice. It's actually pretty lit in here.
Before I put on my makeup.
Perfect.
Say a little prayer for you.
About last night.
So we'll open it up.
Go for it.
Millie.
Yes.
Tell us a little bit about getting into this character and what was it like to work with something that wasn't there all the time.
I mean, obviously, my character is an extremely... Oh, I felt like that got louder as I progressed. You know, there was not much preparation. I mean, or as I probably think, maybe you guys think of it differently. I mean, I physically trained for this role. If you guys have seen the movie or if you haven't... Oh, everybody's nodding their heads, okay. I didn't mean to be condescending. But basically, when you watch the movie, I have a lot of running. And running takes a toll. I needed to just prepare emotionally so I could run uphill and then make sure that I wouldn't be out of breath before I got to the top of the hill. First time round, I was like... So, you know, I kept practicing. I was training every day. And so I trained physically for the role. And how is it to perform as something there? You just do it.
Yeah.
You just get there and you just do it. You imagine like something's there and you go... And then there you go. And it came out pretty good.
Yeah, pretty
so
nice.
There we go.
Great, next question, Stephen.
For all three of you, can you talk about your love, affection, or indifference to Godzilla from the time you were children to now?
I love Godzilla. I've loved Godzilla since I was a kid, watching it on the Sci-Fi Channel, you know, with my dad, my brother, and my uncle, playing the video games, the action figures, using them to destroy my Legos. And when I did my first film, Straight Outta Compton, I listed my five heroes that weren't my father, and Godzilla was on that top five list. So I've been waiting for this my entire life, and I just happened to just be lucky enough to get this audition and knock it out. Now you
killed
guys
it.
Talk.
You killed it. You know, no, I'll be honest. I was definitely not a fan of Godzilla, which is a good thing because my character isn't. You know, my character is just a teenage girl who's just learning more. Like, she's learning about Godzilla and the Titans as she goes along. She doesn't really know how she feels about him. But I don't know. I think that... Yeah, I think that her love and affection toward him grows into the movie, and then also in Godzilla vs. King Kong. So,
are you in that?
Yes, I am.
Okay,
yeah, no, they unfortunately they were like, okay, well, do you want to be in the movie? I was like, oh, I don't know. Yeah, no, of course, it was amazing.
Yeah, we didn't get that call.
Yeah, they missed us.
I thought we did pretty good in this one.
King Kong's overrated.
Yeah.
It's a great movie.
Oh, to be honest, he had to win me over, but he was a pretty cool guy on set, so he had a lot of jokes and goofs. No, I mean, like, he wasn't anywhere near either a G.I. Joe or a lightsaber growing up for me, so he didn't make my Venn diagram of, like, nerdism, but, I mean, now I'm on board now.
He's, I bet.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. I'm on board for as much as they want me on board for. So.
Oh, God.
Do we have a question in the back?
Yeah, kind of piggybacking off of that last question, Godzilla smashed his first building in 1954, and here we are in 2019, and the King of the Monsters is still wreaking havoc. What do you think it is about the big guy that keeps his staying power intact?
Thomas, let's start with you.
Oh, nice. Goodness. Ooh. Okay. Well, you know, he's one of these big iconic monsters that's had a bunch of different reinventions. He's evolved over time. I think with each new, I want to say reboot, or each new vision of the monster, you can kind of hone who he is as a creature. I mean, this Godzilla King of the Monsters, you see much more personality from him. And he becomes less and less of this sort of like unknowable destructive creature that just comes, steps on buildings, and then leaves. But he still gets to be called Godzilla, and so you get this long saga with him.
And, you know, over the time of Godzilla, there's been different people, you know, in charge of pushing the story along. And through each new Godzilla, you can see, you know, the style change and things like that. They're given the creative freedom with such an iconic, you know, monster. He is the godfather of giant monsters. There's so many references to Godzilla in little things that might not say it's Godzilla, but you know Godzilla when you see it. When you see the spikes, you know, the size of him in Rugrats, he's Reptar. You know, that's Godzilla. Like, that's just what it is. It's Godzilla. So, like, you know, there's...
If Rugrats can do it, we can do it.
Yeah, everybody, you know, so Godzilla's just stood the test of time. He allows, you know, whoever's in charge of him during that time to, you know, be creative and change up his style, change up the way he looks, change up a story about him, and it still progresses. They don't give 30 movies to just anything.
Okay. Great. Yeah. What they said.
Strong.
Strong.
We have our next question.
I'm wondering what you all thought of the final product. Like, what did you think of how Godzilla looked on the big screen when you finally got to see him in this King of the Monsters? Realize.
What did you think? Ooh, did you like it?
Nice. Yeah, of course. You guys are such fans, especially O'Shea. Like, I mean,
especially O'Shea.
He's so special. That's all right.
Yeah, man, I loved it. I had to wait since 2017 for this movie to come out. So, you know, you're just hoping and wishing. And I just love that I got the biggest and baddest Godzilla there is. You have to see him in theaters.
Me.
Oh, of course, Millie.
Oh,
of course.
May 31st. see my plug.
May 31st.
I'm so good. I get your advance tickets now. You know, I would say... you know, I was nervous about what the movie product was going to be because I do that with everything. I just go into everything really negative. So, you know, it's kind of like, it's like guilty until proven innocent.
That's what's up.
It's like, it's going to be bad. Oh, my God, it's really good. It's that with me.
Under promise, over deliver.
I don't like to be let down. So I went in there with the mindset, like, it's going to be fine. But, you know, maybe my... It's really just, like, I trust everyone else but myself. So I'm like, oh, God. And there are many things I'd like to change about my performance just because I'm just like that. But I don't know why I'm looking at you specifically. I don't know. I'm like, well, you okay. Just... You have the nicest T-shirt. I like your T-shirt. But, no, so I think that... I don't know. I really like the movie. I think the CGI, the monsters, and everybody's acting, I think there's so much human emotion that I really enjoyed in the movie that's never been seen before. What about you, Thomas?
I think Godzilla looks great in this film. He's like a stocky heavyweight MMA fighter who I guess can explode into a thermonuclear nuke. He's much more expressive. He's got all these human emotions. He's great. He's becoming this, like, you know, massive superhero in his own right.
So for a Godzilla fan, this film is kind of orgasmic because you have pretty a monster
much.
Mashup,
yeah.
Right?
Yep.
So which Titan do you find most intriguing besides Godzilla?
Yo, honestly, I've been going the nice route and saying Mothra. I know, guys, but I gotta. After last night, I gotta steal your. Rodan had the best entrance in the movie.
Rodan is
oh
the best.
Oh my God!
I honestly think that that's so incorrect.
Whoa!
You're so wrong. Like, don't you think that? But don't you think that, like, Mothra behind the
waterfall?
Don't be jealous. Don't be jealous that your parents weren't scientists.
You're
just
so
saying.
Shady.
You know.
So shady.
I think that Rodan had a pretty cool edge. You know, because like, what was it? Delas.
Isla de.
We're not gonna
Shay
try.
Called
we're
it
not gonna
Mexico.
Try.
It's a spoiler, so we can't tell.
Yeah, it's a spoiler. We don't want to. Oh, yeah. Yeah, I don't know. I think for me, Mothra, just because she's the only girl and she's such a hero. Like, she's such a hero. She
so
just,
clutch.
She'll just be like, what up, guys? Who needs me? Like, she's like,
he's my man.
I need to go get my nails done.
Yeah.
She's great.
She's got a couple of big,
love her.
Big old nails.
Oh, yeah. But she's so gorgeous.
She's a pretty lady.
I'd marry her. She's a pretty lady. All right. Well, let's move on.
Millie, what kind of movie offers have you been getting since the success of Stranger Things? Have they been?
You want to go check my emails? I don't know.
Have they been all in genre, and how hard was it to choose one, the one you could do in between seasons?
You know, I don't know. That's what my team deals with. I get brought information that they're like, okay, well, we think this is, you know, best or something, and then I usually make my sister read the script. I trust my sister's instinct. She'll tell me, okay, you know what? You're going to love it. And then I'll read it. And if I love it and I want to do it, then I'll do it. But if I read it and I'm like, you know what? This is just not going to be for me. I mean, you know, it's all different genres. I get offered comedies, thrillers, horror. But, you know, it doesn't matter about the genre for me. It's if I feel like I'm a connection with the character, then I'll do it. But, you know, most of my stuff lately have been things that I've actually found. It's like a book series. I'm actually filming Enola Holmes with Legendary this summer. It's Sherlock Holmes' little sister. And it's a book series about who she is and her journey. And so I actually found that, and we are making it now. And as a producer on it, I don't know how. But but it's like I really wanted to be part of the creative process. And I think it's so important to have youth and to inspire young people to understand that there's no boundary, no age to what you can accomplish.
Dope-ass answer, Millie.
Thank you.
For O'Shea and for Thomas, you didn't get a chance to say what it was like trying to film against something that's not there, but I guess, O'Shea, since you were so into it.
Man.
you can imagine it.
Yeah, I've been playing Godzilla my whole life. You know, I've been like, it's just, I had to, once you are finished nerding out, and you realize, you know, just what you're doing. It's the biggest set I've ever been on. And they give you enough practical effects to work with. Mm. You know, most of the time when you're dealing with the Titans on screen, it's just about eye line. You know, where am I terrified the most? And it's just, you know, from there it's running and a lot of physical labor. You know, we had the Arctic scene. We're really in Georgia and it's real hot. And the snow is Epsom salt and soap.
I saw that in the movie, though. Did you see? I think somebody fell and then flicked up the Epsom salt, and I was like, oh, my God.
That was snow.
It made, yeah.
It's movie magic.
Oh, I can't stand magic. Stuff.
And, you know, it's just a lot. The hurricane that Ghidorah brings, I had to deal with every day on set, you know, getting doused in water and a 100-mile-per-hour fan. And, you know, the hardest days on set, I just remember that it's because I'm in Godzilla. You know, that'll do a lot for the psyche.
Yeah.
I'm in Godzilla.
Yeah, yeah. Oh, sure. I mean, as O'Shea was saying, there's like Michael Darity had a lot of practical effects when needed, when possible. He had speakers playing like the sound effects of the roars and growls and grunts, I guess, of all the monsters. I had a lot of time on the Argo, the big mothership, so I was bouncing around in fake turbulence like Star Trek most of the days, just like, there we go.
Shake.
The assistant director would give us commands. Like he would just be like, and there's Godzilla, and boom, and then you just go.
No, because he was by the way, like I'm British, but he was like, and boom,
yeah.
And ooh, shake.
His name's Cliff. He's awesome.
Cliff Lanning.
He's great. Yeah.
Mm. Very good.
We have a question.
Hey guys. So speaking of Mike Doherty, Mike has contributed so much to a lot of really fun genre movies in the past year, and it's because past couple of years, and it's because he's such a nerd. What was it like working with him, and was it like geeking out with him? Was it a very collaborative process? How did you guys like working with Mike Doherty?
Well, I'm going to answer.
That's awkward.
Mike, when I talked to Mike on the FaceTime and we...
You sound like such an old person.
On
the FaceTime.
We were speaking about Godzilla, and once I realized he was a fan of Godzilla, how much he cared about Godzilla, I realized that they gave one of us the keys to the car. A few selected times, they hand a franchise or something that has such loyal fans over to somebody who's wasn't a fan of the subject. You know, they don't necessarily know how to speak to us. And Mike from the jump, I knew that we'd be in good hands. He just has to get what he wanted. And sometimes that took a lot of hours out of Shay. But we got what we needed, and that's what's important.
I think it took a lot of hours out of all of us.
I just can't speak for you.
No, I know.
No, we I appreciate think that, man. Thank you.
I'm not trying to, you know, step on toes.
Thank you very much.
Well, my toes feel tread on, so.
He's this guy with a vision. You know, he had everything so specifically dialed in, you know, and you knew that wherever you were going, he knew where you were going way before you ever did. So, yeah, the whole time you're like, I trust in what you're putting together, because there's a lot of pieces in that. And when you see how much special effects, how much, like, pre-viz, like, how much planning that needed to go into it, you're like, oh, okay, this guy's been living and breathing with it for years before we even showed up.
And he's a horror movie director, so he's crazy.
Yeah. He's a little crazy, but I do think that, you know, one of the things that I loved is he stayed true to the story. And I think that it's important, especially in such a legacy, you don't want to just go AWOL with a story that, like, people absolutely love and cherish and wait for. I think that, you know, before these guys were on board, and before I was on board, I went with a meeting with him, and I think he had said, Vera Farmiga's attached to the project. And then for Vera, he was like, Millie Bobby Brown's attached to the project. None of us had been attached to the project, bearing in mind. That's what you do. Right, I was like, Vera Farmiga, I love her. But, you know, so I think, but the, one of the things I loved is that from the very beginning, he knew what was going to happen. He didn't change a thing about it either. Like, our scripts never really changed drastically. Whereas, like, some things I've been on where it's like, okay, full storyline turns. Like, and it's never that with him. He knew what every monster was going to look like. He had everything planned, all the artwork. And immediately I was like, wow, like, if he knows what he's doing, if there's no questioning on what he's doing, I want to see this guy try and kill it. And he killed it. So there you go.
O'Shea, you're having a great year, by the way. I loved you in Long Shot. You were awesome in that. Is there, and you know, you've kind of tackled the rom-com, now the sort of monster movie. Is there something other, another sort of project that you'd be interested in doing?
I want to make my own anime. I really want to do that. I feel that there's not really, I feel like there's a lot of people in the culture that are fans of anime, but my people really don't have that many animes directed towards us. We have Boondocks, Black Dynamite, Afro Samurai. Then that's really it, you know? So I really want to do something cool with that. And, yeah, I want to be the guy that gets video game movies right. I feel like video game movies are used as a cash grab, and they have loyal fans and a loyal fan base that's untouched. And I'm going to knock that out.
Okay.
Yeah, I'm pretty great.
We have a question right over here. Sure. Hey, Millie.
Hi.
Hi, how are you?
I'm well. How are you?
Good.
Strong.
I just wanted to say that, you know, your character is really a strong arc of this film.
Thank you.
And I was wondering, what was it like working alongside Vera?
You know, Vera Farmiga is an incredibly talented woman. And she has two amazing kids, and she's an incredible mother to her kids. So she has this instinct, this maternal instinct, that comes extremely natural to her. So to play her daughter was a breeze. I mean, you're working alongside a seasoned, phenomenal actress that, you know, I could never really feel the footsteps. I was just watching her like, hi, be my friend. She was, I mean, you know, awesome, and the scenes came out, you know, it was just believable. You could tell we were a family unit, and that was one of our, you know, our things that we wanted to make sure that happened on screen, and it did. Big conflict, yeah. I can't elaborate. I know your thing.
Big conflict, yeah.
I've been here before. Thank you. you know, Stranger Things is season 3 is coming out on July 4th, and we're so excited for everyone to see it. We've worked really hard on it. And, you know, this movie came out, we filmed this 2 years ago, and then right after we were filming season three. I mean, season three is, you know, it's bigger, it's better, and stranger. Have a good one.
Well played.
Thank you. How long will it go? I don't know. I'm not the creator. Ask Duffer Brothers. I hope a long time.
Well, thank you, everyone.
Go Lakers. Go Lakers.